Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here at that conference in the Open Spaces room. I'm here with JC Grubbs. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I heard you just came out of giving your talk.
I did.
What was it about?
So it's all about project recovery. So projects that are off the rails, techniques for detecting that and getting them back on track.
Now, this is probably really good advice because this happens all the time.
All the time. I did took a poll of the folks in the room. Every single one of the people in the room had been on a failing project at some point in time. So.
I know I've been on failing projects. I mean, I'm just
saying. No doubt.
So what, first of all, there's got to be this point of like a come to Jesus moment where you've got to realize that the project is failing.
Yep.
How do you detect that?
So we do a lot of things, you know, everything from tracking, you know, bug rates, velocity, work in progress. You know, we look at heuristics like how happy is the team, surveying individual people on the team. We do communication mapping, which tells us whether we're communicating at a high enough level. There's a lot of different techniques that you can use and a lot of warning signs. So
I see. Yeah. So what is, like, if you're on a project right now, what are some warning signs that you can look at as a developer that maybe you can go to your manager about?
Sure. So the biggest one that we actually see is non-actionable requirements. That's the one that I want developers to call out first and foremost, is I get a requirement on my desk that I can't actually deliver on, because that affects everything downstream from that. And it's also an indication that the product management organization isn't doing their job upstream.
I see. So non-deliverable action item, what is that like? That's like there's no way I can implement this week or at all, ever?
Yeah, so it's, you know, we need a thing to do X, right? Well, what does it look like? Who's going to test it? How do I know that I've succeeded? What are the non-functional requirements? How does it integrate with security? See this all the time. And a root of a lot of project failure is really the product management and the project management upstream and defining requirements and getting that into a developer's hands so they actually can execute. Mm-hmm. It has effects like, you know, work in progress. You get teams where they're backlogged with a bunch of work that's waiting on something else. That's kind of the very first indicator for me, is like, are like my stories actionable?
It feels like a gear is kind of out of place and there's a wrench in there and things, it's not really great. And so if you're getting the stories and you're like, yeah, I can consume this, I can do this, you're pretty much in good shape. If you're starting to feel like this is getting weird, maybe that's a warning flag. So now that you've found that maybe things are getting weird, or maybe it's been weird for a while and things aren't moving at all, what are some of the strategies that you suggest to get people back on track?
Sure. Talk it out is kind of step one. You've got to be able to identify that there is a problem. You know, we usually recommend that teams come together and actually put together a plan of attack for how we're going to correct the issue. We do a lot of retrospectives with teams, you know, looking at past experience on the project and identifying things that didn't go well. We recommend shifting your team around. So bring new folks into the team, reassign some folks, not because they've been the problem, but just to shake the etch-a-sketch a little bit.
That's true.
You know, measuring everything you can. So utilizing your source control, your project management software, identifying all the things that you can measure and instrument to call out where there are issues. It's a good way of putting a lens on the problem.
I see. So now that you've talked it out, there's got to be some other things that you can do technically to move the project along.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it really goes back to like following best disciplines. You know, from a technology perspective, it's rarely the problem is the technology. It's usually a human-centered issue that's causing the problem. And so you want to address, you know, are we using the right process? Do we have the right management tools in place? Do we have the right people? Do we have the right skill sets on the team? Those are often issues that we need to solve. Is there enough alignment between the business and the technology team? Are we getting what we need out of our stakeholders? Are they getting what they need out of us? Mm-hmm. Is QA integrating well? You know, it's almost always communication and people.
So there's got to be, and obviously I don't want you to use names or anything, there's got to be stories of where you've gone in and found some dysfunction. Do you have any examples of that, and then what you did to fix that?
Yeah, we worked with a financial services firm in Chicago a couple of years back on a project that should have gone well. We had a great team, great product manager. We get in there and, you know, we just feel like we're running in sand. There's weird requirements, weird requests from the tech team. finally pull the CTO and the business stakeholder in the room together and ask, you know, what are your objectives for this project? And the CTO's objective is prove that this new architecture is something that can work across our entire organization. And the business stakeholder's objective is make sure that we can, you know, get into this new market, that we can actually work in, it was another country in this case. Very much at odds with each other. You know, on the technology side, you never want to be using a new technology when you're trying to go fast, right? Yeah. And on the business side, they just wanted to prove an idea quickly. And so, you know, solving that misalignment and addressing the fact that, look, we really shouldn't be using a new technology to just get to a quick answer, clears things right up. Now we have clear objectives, everybody's aligned, you know, behind the right thing.
That's interesting, and I've been a developer for a long time. I found that the majority of the problems are human problems, and they're
almost
mostly
always
around communication.
Yep.
And so if you have two cooks in the kitchen telling you to bake a cake and the other one telling you to make eggs, you're going to have this weird cake egg thing, and then you're going to be surprised. People are surprised by that.
Yep.
And so it feels like if you're starting, the biggest takeaway for me is if you're starting to see the user stories be non-actionable and you're feeling conflicting sort of goals, everyone needs to sort of hash it out, figure it out.
Alignment is really the solution to almost all of these problems.
Well, that's awesome. Well, where can people go to find out more about some of this stuff?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm at the Grubbsian on Twitter. I'll give you that for the show notes. Mm-hmm. And my company is called DevMind. We're devmynd.com, and you can read all about our stuff on our blog.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
I mean, just that one thing I think is very helpful.
Very
Thanks
cool.
for stopping by,
yeah,
my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for watching. Again, we're here at That Conference in the Open Spaces room, talking to some of the speakers. It's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.